Welcome to We Are the Watchers. Tom. And Leah. Are the Watchers.
What's your favourite colour?
It changes.
Really?
Yeah. I'm very into purple at the moment.
I'm into purple. Purple or blue?
Shay has chosen that I should wear lots of purple and pink.
Yeah.
So that's come in a lot more, but traditionally it's been green.
I thought you were a green person.
I do like my green.
When you threw the purple, I was like, didn't pick that.
Well, purple and green combined.
They look good.
It's the colour of villainy.
You're the Joker.
Joker, Lex Luthor, Hulk. It's uncontrollable id.
They're always the best colours in the Derwent box as well.
Sure.
The purple and green.
They stand out from a crowd.
Yeah. They really do. Yeah. They really do.
Don't need no primary.
No, we don't need you primaries.
Go away, colours of heroism.
Boring.
Green is Slytherin. That's
that type of green as well.
Yeah.
It's that, like, bottle forest green.
Yeah, I like that green.
Forest green.
Forest green.
Do you know what else is a nice green?
What?
Adobe Audition.
Oh.
It's nice green. It's like old 1980s computer green.
Oh. Sure.
That's the colour it goes for. I'm sure I could change it, but I like
Why
it.
Why would you do that?
I wouldn't do it. I've used this colour since 1884, it feels like.
Oh. Hashtag default.
Yeah, exactly.
Hashtag old lady.
Hashtag yes. Hashtag welcome to We Are the Watchers episode 46, a special episode where we do something different, Tom.
I like different things. We've done a few of these in the past. We've had a child guest star for that episode.
We've had a Christmas special. I'm going to say welcome, Steph.
Hi.
You're not the special thing.
No.
You're a part of the special thing.
Thanks. Thanks for making me feel a little bit special.
Well, I don't know if you listened. She listens every week.
I listen every single week.
But maybe a few weeks ago there was, instead of a quiz, there were listener questions.
Yeah.
Because I'm really bad at remembering them, like to put them in each episode.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So this week we're going to focus on just listener questions.
I like that. Because I have your phone numbers, I find it very difficult to listen to an episode without pausing it and calling you and talking about the episode.
Tom, so, you have a brother as well who does that sometimes, I think. Is it a brother or a friend?
Brother Cam.
Yeah, Cam does it. Yeah. Cam's been in here before as well. He likes to send you messages. Are they out of context
Completely.
Messages? Yeah.
Completely. It's the tail end of a thought.
Yeah.
It's really fun piecing together. What's this mean?
Mm. And has it gotten to the point now where you think, I don't know, so I assume that it's a podcast-related thing?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I remember years ago people would say, oh, it was so funny what you said on air this morning. And then they would tell me what I said and I would have no recollection. And I was trying to think why I couldn't remember. And it was and I thought about it. Like, there's been a lot of thought, and then suddenly this, like, the light bulb appeared and I went, oh, that's why. Because often the on-air talk breaks were getting in the way of the actual conversation. The actual conversation that me and my co-host would have would be during the songs, during the ad break, the news, that sort of thing. And then suddenly you'd go, 20 seconds left of the song, put headphones on, say something. But really be thinking about the actual conversation and then get back to the conversation. So when people would say, that's hilarious when you were talking about the trolleys and the penguins, that was great. What was that? Like, you guys were so random. I never understood what you were saying. It was hilarious anyway. I'm like, no wonder. We weren't listening to ourselves. Yeah, so if there are moments in the podcast that people refer to and I don't remember, I think it's probably because we're thinking about what's next.
Mm.
For me, I embrace the lesson of Wayne's World, which is you'll never afford it, man. Live in the now.
Yeah.
That's it. I'll be present for this and I'll continue with the rest of my life.
Yeah, wash your hands clean.
Until your brother texts you.
Yep.
Or I call you and tell you the name of Charlotte's husband in Sex and the City is Harry Goldenblatt.
Couldn't remember.
No, you couldn't remember.
I could not remember at all.
And it just doesn't work when you yell back at a podcast. Yeah. Nobody replies.
But you find yourself doing that. I listen to other shows and I do that.
Yeah.
How did you forget that?
Come on, guys.
And I think that's why it's dangerous sometimes. I know some podcasts have corrections and then they spend like half an hour on the correction emails.
Sure.
It's just like, it's a week ago. Some people probably don't remember.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, unless they've banked them up and they've just listened to it like half an hour ago.
Yeah, they're binging.
Yeah, exactly, which I've done before. All right, shall we get into some of the questions?
Yeah.
Far away.
The team's still tuning in for The Truman Show. You're listening to We Are the Watchers.
These are all from the Watchers podcast at gmail.com. You can send them that way, or you can always send like a private message. They call it private message?
A DM. Slide in my DM.
Yeah, just do that. You can do it on Instagram. We've gotten a couple on there before. But Facebook as well.
Hashtag send nudes.
Yes. Maybe not. Yeah, that's a good point. This is from Kane. He said, hello, Watchers. Well, no one's ever called us that before.
That's nice.
I love it. I never thought about it. I mean, obviously, we do say we are the Watchers, but most people go, hey, guys.
Is it Kane with a C or a K and
K.
an E?
K and E.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So not
Spider,
sugar.
There's a Spider-Man clone called Kane.
Oh. Kane, are you that person? Well, he'll get back to us.
It might be.
He'll get back to us. He said, he might be, because he said, which superhero would you most like to be? Now, I know, Tom, that you've just finished work. Playing.
You're going to have to come back to me on that.
All right.
I need some thinking time.
I think
that.
I already know what Steph wants to be.
Tell me.
Really?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. When we were little, we, and mainly her, would choose to watch the original Supergirl movie.
Yeah, Supergirl.
Sure.
And really, when you think about it, Supergirl's got everything that you want.
She does have.
That's true.
A great smattering of powers.
Yeah.
Flowers.
Well, she can have flowers. She can have whatever she wants.
She's Supergirl.
Yeah.
But that whole flying thing is such a huge aspect for me of when I was a kid, what I wanted a superpower to be. It was flying. So
and she's
Supergirl,
strong.
She was super strong.
I don't know how I'd go about flying in a skirt, though. So I might probably put shorts on.
Or at least just wear your gym leggings.
Current Supergirl, it's kind of worked into a leotard. So this undercarriage is covered.
Yeah, right.
Don't have to wear scungies. I'm a big fan, well, back then of Supergirl. But I wouldn't mind. And I know technically he's not a superhero, but there probably is a superhero that can do this. But I want to be Mr. Invisible.
Sure, there's tons of that.
I love to be invisible around.
Yeah.
Miss Fantastic from Fantastic Four.
Thank you. The Invisible Woman. Perfect. That's what I want to be. So you can sneak in, do a bit of spying, wander out and go, you'll never guess what I heard.
All right. Well, I'm going to throw in a question to you then.
Okay, go.
This is something that I've debated in forums before.
Oh, okay.
So when Ms. Invisible Woman is invisible,
mm-hmm.
technically she'd be blind because the light wouldn't be refracting through her eye.
Oh, damn.
So how does she get about? Is she like Daredevil?
Damn.
She got extra senses?
Maybe. But then also...
Maybe she's got a guide dog.
Sure.
But is he invisible too? Mm.
But the costume that she's wearing, like she doesn't sort of reappear visible again naked. So...
Yeah, anything on her, she can turn invisible. She has a field that she can turn things into invisible.
All right, so what I've changed...
beyond her.
Oh, see, that's not going to work. I'm going to need visible eyeballs, aren't I?
Because I'm not sure whether she's actually turning invisible herself or if she's just bending light around herself.
Oh.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yes!
Whether she's got that field. If it's a field outside of her, then that's affecting the speed of light coming towards her.
Yeah.
So technically she's outside of time.
So she's a time traveller as well.
Yeah.
Well, then she's got two superpowers.
I don't want to be a time traveller because I feel like I would mess too much up.
Too much responsibility.
Yeah. You can't touch anything. You can't be a part of anything
really?
In the past.
What about time travel of future? Like, there's a character named Hourman, and he takes a pill and can see into the future of only an hour. And so whatever's going to happen within that hour, he can affect.
But when you think about your normal life.
Yeah.
Is anything really interesting going to happen in an hour?
You might stop someone getting hit by a bus.
Yeah, look, that's true. But most of the times that you go forward an hour, you'd be like, yeah, still watching
you
TV.
You could go back and stop yourself from sending that email where you called someone Professor What's His Nuts.
Or a hit reply all.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
Or, you know when you're really nervous for like an exam? Or I remember one piano exam in particular when I was a teenager. I was so nervous, like crippled with nerves. Probably the most nervous I've ever been. And I just kept trying to talk myself out of it going, well, in half an hour's time, it'll be done. I won't be nervous anymore. So that would, I mean, if I could just go jump forward an hour and maybe not revisit it and just have it done.
Sure.
I mean, you could use it for evil because you could go forward, see the lotto numbers, come back, buy a ticket.
Yeah, that's
sports
real
bet.
Back to the future kind of thing.
That is back to the
almanac,
future.
Yeah. Almanac.
But I think putting a 1 hour time limit removes a lot of that responsibility that you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're really minimizing the butterfly effect.
Yeah. which is what I'm always scared of.
Mm. Mm.
Okay, Tom, so you've had a bit of time.
I have. The easy answer, the cheat answer is there's a guy named Mimic. He's an X-Men for a very short period. He can copy five people's powers at once.
Ooh.
That's pretty cool.
And retain them.
Now that's efficient, isn't
it? Yes. Yeah. So at one point he had Colossus's metal skin, Wolverine's claws, Cyclops's optic blasts, Angel's wings, and some telepathy off someone.
He could potentially become completely invincible.
Yes. He is
forever.
Somewhat demigodish. Because part of taking Wolverine's claws was also getting the healing ability.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's the easy answer. If you'd asked me as a child, I would have said Nightcrawler, who is the blue-skinned teleporting guy. Because teleporting is
teleporting is pretty good. I still am waiting for the teleporting app on my phone.
Sure.
Yeah. That's the only magical power I want. I just want to be able to teleport.
And that's a good way of putting it, because teleporting is... in that way is magical, because actual teleporting involves deleting yourself from existence and it recombobulates atoms into the form of use elsewhere.
Gosh, it could go wrong if you buy the free, like if you just download
the free
version.
We've all seen The
Fly. Yes. You know.
You didn't do that in-app purchase.
No, premium.
Yeah, you might end up with ears on your feet. You
Jeff Goldblum. Yeah, that's right.
I think, and I'm going to say my third choice is a character named Morph, who is a shapeshifter, which we've seen plenty of before.
Very handy.
But underneath all of that, he's still a real guy, but he's kind of like a Bugs Bunny sort of character. Like he's a white, he's just like big goofy eyeballs and a smile on a face, no nose, all this sort of stuff.
Okay.
He can change into anyone, but it's
He himself is unremarkable.
It's more like Roger Rabbit style of he's like a shapeshifter, but he turns into an anvil to drop onto people or a giant hammer for someone else to use. And that sort of wacky
slightly
stuff.
Slightly roadrunner-y.
Very.
Yeah.
Acme.
So I do love Morph.
Look, I'm happy with your three choices, and if you want to change,
we could keep going, but let's not.
It's his prerogative.
It is his prerogative.
It's my prerogative.
It was Madison's prerogative to email. She said, the past year I've been listening to audiobooks rather than reading them. Some of the narrators are fantastic, the way they portray different characters and genders, with the slightest changes in their voices. She says, which audiobook did you think had a wonderful narrator? She said great, but I changed it to wonderful. Sorry, Madison.
Stephen Fry for Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never listened to the Harry Potter audiobooks. All right, that's on my list.
You could get through probably two of them on your flight.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, long haul flights. Yeah.
So I'm good to go.
Get them on.
Wow.
It's good.
I like that.
I thought, actually, Steph, you would like this one. Stephanie Plum books. I can't remember which one. It was years ago. It wasn't even a proper... No, it was a proper audiobook, but it was... I borrowed the CDs from the library.
Oh, yeah.
And all the different characters in the book, this one lady did. Mm. And it was amazing that she's reading you this story. And halfway through, I realized, yeah, that's just one woman. That's not a man talking. And she has slight little changes. It's a fine art, and I think it's a finely honed skill.
I've listened to the latest three.
Oh, I wonder if it's the same lady.
Look, it probably is, because she's phenomenal. And, you know, all of a sudden she's a black woman who's from the streets, and you can, like, you just...
And then she's a Latino guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And then she's, you know, an Italian-American woman who's got that attitude about
grandmother.
Her. Yeah, she's great. They're really good. They're the Janet Ivanovich books that are based, the character of Stephanie Plum.
I remember Will Wheaton.
Is there a book called Plum Out of Luck?
Oh, there has to be.
Do you know what? Every single one of her books has a really cool name.
That's what I mean.
So they're numbered. So, like, the first one was One for the Money, then Two for the Dough. It's up to, like, Tricky 22 or something like that. But then there are side books, a bit like a side hustle, but I'm sure there's one that's Plum Out of Luck and there's one that's called Plum Lucky.
Oh,
yeah. Maybe she used that one. I was saying Will Wheaton did the narration for Ready Player One.
Yes, I remember that. That was really good.
He did very well with that. He got the voice of the main character spot on, but he was still doing the other voices. And I remember not thinking, it's just him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very good.
I'm listening to one at the moment, which is the sequel of The Rosie Project. So it's an Australian book, quite famous. Years ago it was brought out, and so this is The Rosie Effect. I read the book, the first one, and I'm listening to the sequel as an audiobook, and I don't know who the guy is, but he's an Australian guy, and he's doing really great accents because they are over in the States, and so he has all these American friends.
Yeah,
and even, you know, like you were saying about the lady doing male voices, he's doing female voices. And even though you know it's a male speaking it, you're like, yeah, he's doing that really well, like a female voice in an American accent. It's really
good.
That's
impressive.
Yeah.
I hope they get paid a fair bit for that because it seems like a lot of work.
They do.
Good.
Mm. They do. That's why they have celebrities dip their toe in and do some of them because it's good money.
Makes it would take sense. A long time. A really long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine how many takes you're doing. And then imagine editing it, taking out the breaths, all the mistakes. You wouldn't take out all the breaths, but you know what I mean.
Look, a lot of these actors that are good at it are people that spend a lot of time doing ADR.
Oh, yeah.
Coming in afterwards and stuff like that. So they're quite used to performing without their face.
Yeah.
Mm. Get video game voices would be.
That actually leads me into a question.
Yes.
I got given face-to-face. My friend Trevor, who is an avid listener of the show.
Trev.
Hi, Trev. We were talking about the new Call of Duty the other day.
Oh, yeah.
That he'd given it a bit of a bash and it's more Fortnite-y style.
Mm. Yeah.
But we were talking about the Battle zombie Royale campaigns and the way they've always worked in some pretty cool names.
In fact, I think Jeff Goldblum's been in one of the zombie campaigns.
I think so too.
Black Ops.
But you've had Michael Rooker and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
A lot of great people. His question was, who should they add? Who haven't we seen that we would love to see in there? For me, it's an easy answer, but I'm going to say last.
All right. I know that they've had Kit Harington, a.k.a. Jon Snow. What about Peter Dinklage?
Ooh,
he's got
like
a great voice. Yeah. He's got an amazing voice. What about you, Steph?
I would like to see Matthew McConaughey because he's got, really eclectic but very spot-on voice. It's him when you hear it, and I'd love to see it in a completely different character when it's not his face, body.
That's a good point. Yeah. All right, Tom.
Christopher Walken. Of course. Zombies. Wow. I can imagine him every time he shoots making pow, pow, pow noises with the gun. So you're dead.
And zombies, the zombies part of that game would allow him to do that because they take it in. So it's not super serious.
Everywhere. Zombies. Got to board these walls. Try to get them in. It's no good.
Oh, that's so good. That's perfect. Gee, Toby, I tell you what, you're up for you've really got to give us a good question because Tom's was great.
Yes, we really quacked at the principal. Are we ducks or what? You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
Toby is from San Diego. I know that because he said so. He said, hi, Watchers, again, we're Watchers.
What's up, Toby?
He said, I've always been someone who's had to finish a book that I didn't really like. I had to get through that terrible movie just in case the ending somehow redeemed it. And I've also watched way too many seasons of TV shows. It started off great but slowly got worse and worse. My question to you guys is, are you the same or are you happy to let them go? Books I find really hard to let go because I like the achievement of having read it.
Sure.
So there's very few books that I have let go outside of school, you know, where sometimes you're like, I'm not going to do that. but, yeah, most books I have gotten through. A couple I've just gone, oh, I can't.
Can't do it.
TV shows I'm happy to let go. And movies I usually watch to the end. What about you, Steph?
I think I've changed over the last few years, especially because everything's just at your fingertips.
There's so much as well.
Yeah, and there are ones where I've naturally just let them die on me. You know, maybe something that I've been waiting for, like a new series or something, has come out and so I've just switched to that and started watching it. But there's been a few. There's one show in particular where I've tried to watch the first episode 3 times and I know it's acclaimed. I know people love it, but I just can't get into it. Bloodline.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And I tried. I've put it on in the background while I've been doing other things and I just can't get into it. So
I say 3 goes.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
But then, you know, things like Netflix where it stays on your list or saying continue watching.
Is there a way you can delete that?
You go back in, open it back up and remove from my list.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, but even if it's the continue watching, you're like, I don't want to continue watching that. I've ditched it, but it still sits there haunting you.
That's annoying. Mm. Then you get recommended stuff. What about you, Tom?
I used to be a completionist and I used to have a very narrow field of things that I would get into for that very reason, whereas now I just don't care if something's boring me. Like, there are a lot of shows that I watch and I'll watch the first 5 minutes and get a sense of what's going on and then I'll skip 40 minutes and get the last bit and go, okay, I've got an idea of what it was. I can talk about it on the show now.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm leaving that behind.
Yeah.
I've only ever walked out of 2 films Yeah, movies I don't like stopping halfway through because it's a contained story. It's 2 hours. Exactly. That's it.
I've only ever walked out of one movie, and I just
what was that? Do you remember?
It was. I think it was called What Women Want. Had Mel Gibson.
Yeah,
in
I remember
it.
That.
Oh,
that was bad.
Like, I actually went to the bathroom and then went shopping. Just didn't go.
Because that's what that woman wanted.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I can't sit here for this. This is painful.
Yeah. Fair enough. Mm. I think you made a good point, though, Steph, where there's just so much out there that, you know, if it doesn't grab you, there's not enough time. There's always something else.
And it's so different from when it was on free to air and it was 7:30 and you would.
You had
wanting
like
to watch
five
something.
Options
so,
or something.
Yeah, you would watch that and then come to the next Tuesday and go, oh, there's still nothing else on, so I'll watch that again. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Steve has got a question.
Hi, Steve.
Just for Tom.
Oh, hello.
Well, I know that because he's gone, Tom.
Oh.
I listened to
did
you
he
chat
shout
about
that.
He did. It is. It's got an exclamation mark over there. Tom, I listened to you chat about Comic-Con on the Money Podcast.
Sure.
You were great.
Thanks, Steve.
He said, I just wanted to ask what has been the best cosplay you've ever seen at one of them? And also if you could share your best attempt at cosplay.
Oh, okay. My favorite cosplay I've ever seen was at New York Comic Con 2 years ago. There was a girl that was probably about 8 or 9, perfectly made up to be one of the Weeping Angels from Doctor Who, who are the angel statues that only ever move when you blink. And this girl set herself up outside right near the smoking area and where people were hanging around outside and would just very slowly move when people weren't paying attention to her.
And you said she was a kid.
Yeah, she's about 9 or 10.
Wow!
And so, I'm not saying she was in the smoking area, but like in the little alcove in the middle, she set herself up there
and taking on the challenge to be so still.
And she'd sit still for 10 minutes, and people would be taking photos. And it was like she knew when people weren't quite paying attention, she'd just slowly move. It was really unsettling.
Incredible.
That's my favorite one. My efforts are pretty poor. I was a Ghostbuster once.
I thought you were going to say a ghost.
Just a sheet
and two holes cut out.
I've done that for a fancy dress party. No, I'm not much good at the dress up. I'm good at dressing other people.
Mm.
I've done some wicked jobs for my little lady, but yeah, for myself, I tend to lose enthusiasm quite quickly.
Do you have plans for this trip?
Nah. I work.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say at the same time, you've also got so many T-shirts have some pretty cool references on them
that you
could just wear that one and still get a good reaction from some people.
I'm hoping for some good T-shirts from Comic-Con. Last time I was there, I got that Drake in a wheelchair shirt that I love from Degrassi.
From Degrassi,
And you get some really deep cuts. I got one of the twins from The Shining, except they're both wearing Stormtrooper helmets.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, I only wore it a couple of times and it mysteriously got lost and someone borrowed it.
I am not happy with that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie from Brighton has said, I remember ages ago listening to you guys talk about The Walking Dead and Leah said that she could only watch it during the day, otherwise she gets nightmares. With so many seasons through now, are you still scared? I wouldn't say they're nightmares, and I haven't watched The Walking Dead at night very often, but recently I've been playing The Dying Light, which is a zombie game, and I did play that in the evening, and then I went to bed, and I was so busy having to kill zombies. So it wasn't necessarily scary, it was just a lot of work, and I felt exhausted after it. There's that, actually for me, it's a lot of that kind of, that's happened to me with so many things, like if I play hockey late at night, I have to go home and do something else, do a few things. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, that night I'll be dreaming about it. If I work late and have to go straight to bed, the same thing. I remember years ago doing a puzzle the whole day long, nonstop until we completed it. And I went to bed and my whole dream was just puzzles. Yeah, so it's not that I'm necessarily scared of it. Having said that, if there was a zombie apocalypse, I'm freaked out, but I can probably watch the show at night now.
Sure.
You watch it at night, don't you, Tom?
Yeah.
It doesn't bother you, but you love horror stuff.
Yeah, I like to sit in the backyard, got a comfy chair out there, sit in the dark and watch it out there.
Yeah.
Don't bother me none.
Because you're going to hear them anyway.
Exactly.
Oh.
The gate's locked.
Yeah.
Nothing's coming in my backyard.
They're so dumb, they can't climb.
Huh.
Yeah.
Also, I have like garden gnome, but like giant statues of dinosaurs in the backyard. They're really good at scaring away birds. Hey. And I figure that they probably work on zombies too. Mm. And why is there a T-Rex here?
Nope.
T-Rex beats everything. Mm. Now, Steph, I know that you've attempted to watch The Walking Dead a few times, but it has given you nightmares.
Yeah, it has. I can't do scary things.
What's the scariest thing you've ever watched?
Okay, so Leah made me go and see Amityville Horror, the remake with Ryan Reynolds. Okay, I'm ashamed that I paid for a ticket because I spent three quarters of the film looking at my shoes. Because I just couldn't do it. Can't do it. Can't do scary stuff. Scary. There was a show. It was really good. And I can't remember the name of it, but it was an English murder mystery crime horror show. And it was really quite creepy because the guy in it was, you know, a profiler. And so he would almost put himself into the situation. Sure. So it was quite shocking. Do you remember it?
Something I don't remember the name.
I can't remember. Anyway, it was fabulous. Couldn't watch it at night time. I had to watch it during the day, and if it became dusk, I had to turn it off.
Too scared.
And when I was little, I got scared watching The Burbs.
Okay, I can get that. There was some spookiness to that.
Yeah, I know. Terrified.
I haven't seen that for years.
No, I haven't seen it since then.
I wonder if it still is a bit scary.
Don't know. Watch this space. That's your homework.
Be worth the going scariest movie out. I've ever seen. I still don't know the title of it, but I saw it when I was about, I want to say 6, 7 or 8. And I went on, I had a sleepover at a camp.
Oh.
And they showed a video. And it was a Christian camp. And it was a very Christian film. I don't remember too much of it. But there was a boy who was always up to adventures. And sneaking out of the house. And at one point he snuck out. There'd been a big storm and animals from the zoo had gotten out.
Mm.
And at one point he gets stuck in a barn and he's being stalked by a tiger.
Oh.
And at another point he sneaks in at school and a giant boa constrictor is in the science labs and tries to get him.
That's what's scary.
But at the end of the movie, he's running around a house at home chasing the dog. Yeah. And his mum all the time has said to him, don't run in the house, don't run in the house. He slips on a rug, goes straight through the glass door out the patio and dies.
What?
And then there's a big funeral scene and his dad finally relents and buys him the baseball outfit that he'd been asking for all film. And he gets buried in the baseball outfit.
Oh, that's so sad.
Not a horror film. It's a Christian don't run in the house, behave film.
Super depressing ending.
With me.
I got scared of, I thought there was a ghost in the laundry when I was a kid.
Do you think it might have been the washing machine on?
It was probably the washing machine. And the toilet was near the laundry. It was like one of those old California bungalows. Sure. And the reason I thought there was a ghost is because my cousin, older cousin, told me about an episode of some show where there was a ghost and it would get people when they're in the bathroom. So my head, of course, changed that all. So if I needed to go to the toilet at night, I just didn't.
Oh,
I just had to hold it till the morning. It's too scary. I mean, there are light switches, right? I could turn lights on.
Yeah, lights are available.
Yeah, but in a kid's head.
It's not a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember, I don't know if it was from movie, but that myth that if you had a mirror in front of you and behind you and you said Bloody Mary.
That's Candyman.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So at my primary school, the toilet block had a mirror at the front and the back. So it had that weird reflective thing happening, and it used to be a thing that you would sneak out of class and then go there and have to say it. I never got to 5. I don't think anyone at the school did. You'd get to 4 and then just go, no, and run
out.
Do
I really want to try?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm at school. I can't die here.
I can't die at school. Oh.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Tina's got a question for us. Hiya, Watchers.
Eat your dinner.
What's that from?
Sorry, it's Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, it is too.
Tina's the llama.
Yeah.
Eat your food.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
Tina.
It's a liger.
See them hills? I reckon I could throw that pigskin right over the hills.
I reckon I've still got that on DVD.
It's worth a watch.
Yeah. Him dancing, learning that dance in his bedroom is the best thing I've ever
seen. Isn't Jamiroquai's Can't Eat?
It is.
Yeah. Hiya, Watchers, said Tina from Napoleon Dynamite. Just after some chill ideas, shows I can watch while doing other stuff like folding, washing, doing puzzles, or just playing on my phone. Well, I was talking about it last week, and I reckon if you weren't so enamoured with Joanna Lumley, you could watch Joanna Lumley's, I think it's called Silk Road Adventures or something like that. Mm. She's travelling the Silk Road and sort of talking about it. It's very relaxing because, you know, she's got such a calm voice. I reckon you could watch that whilst playing Candy Crush.
Sure. Yeah.
You would miss out on a lot of awesome stuff, but it's a nice relaxing show. Tom, what do you reckon?
I watch a lot of things that are subdued.
So it's like you just got to watch it.
Yeah, look, I can put on something like a Pool Kings or a show where they're making stuff.
Yeah, that like that Treehouse one.
Or if I needed something to really relax me, Joe Pera Talks to You, that comedy that I really like. But the guy who speaks like this, that was very relaxing.
Yep.
But
I reckon maybe it's because I've watched it several times over now, but 30 Rock.
Sure.
Do you know that's interesting? I was just listening to a podcast, Chat 10 Looks 3 with Annabelle Crabb and Lee Sales, and she was saying that 30 Rock is her go-to show when she's really stressed or upset about something because you can dip in, dip out, and the characters, they don't necessarily progress.
No, it resets.
Yeah, it resets. But it's so comical that it can take your mind away from those, you know, really stressful events or sad events. And
I agree because it's even the theme song is happy. Dun. What about you, Steph?
I've been lately watching Jane the Virgin on Netflix. Sure. I just realised that there's a few extra seasons I didn't know that were there.
Cool.
And because it's set to be like a telenovela, there's a narrator, so you don't always have to be looking at it. The only problem is that some of it is in Spanish, and so if you don't look up, you miss the subtitles. But not the end of the world. Mm. It does have a storyline, but it's something that you just don't have to pay so much attention to. But I think that's a good one.
Does the storyline continue from episode to episode, or is it sort of like a reset?
No, it definitely continues, and it's continued from season to season.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good. It's a fun one.
Easy watching.
Very easy.
You can fold your washing whilst doing it?
Absolutely.
All right, Tina, get on to that one. Natalie said, "Hi, I'm a new mum and I'm up all hours of the night feeding my two-month-old. Have you got any good series that will occupy me at 3 a.m?
Lost.
Oh, yes.
If you need something that's got 120 episodes.
Oh, really? I didn't know it was that high.
Yeah, I think it's 123, somewhere around there.
Yeah, okay.
It's pay attention.
You gotta
it's the
pay
absolute opposite of what we were just talking about. This is one that if you mess up and don't, you know, if you look at your phone for 20 seconds, you might be lost the rest of the episode. But Linz and I watched that just after pregnancy, I think, when Shay was pretty new.
Mm.
And, I mean, I know that you were a huge Lost fan the whole way through, but watching it now, is it very easy to watch two or three in a row?
Oh, hell yeah. Mm. It's more difficult to watch one at a time.
Because you want to know what happens. I'd sort of throw Mad Men there because there's enough seasons and the storyline is a continuation.
Yep.
And you do want to know what happens at the end of every episode.
Mm.
Actually, another one would be good. Mm. Yeah, no, there's enough of them. Game of Thrones.
Sure. 7 seasons of that now.
A lot in that. What about you, Steph?
I think I'd have to say Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, that's a good one. Quite a few seasons as well.
It like is heavy at times, but it's a bit lighthearted that I think if you were up at 3 a.m.
It's a good mix.
Yeah. You've got enough different characters in there that you can zone out for certain characters if you wanted to or perhaps needed to with a hungry baby.
Sure.
Yeah.
Look, I'll chuck one more on the pile, which is Penn & Teller's Fool Us. It's Penn & Teller's talent show type
That'll be
thing
fun.
Of magicians. They come out, you know, there's 3 or 4 each episode, 10-minute routine.
Yep.
Very relaxing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, at 3 a.m., your brain's playing tricks on you anyway.
Yeah.
So watching people do magic.
Nice. There's another one I was watching. It's on Netflix. It's called Sugar Rush. And I think it's Sugar Rush. Anyway, it's set like a cooking show for pastry chefs. You know, people do cupcakes. And there's 3 rounds. And the quicker you do it, you earn time to then make the amazing cake at the end. It's just an easy one that you can zone out, you can come back and go, oh, that's a nice cake. Oh, yeah, they made that. But you don't have to be invested.
And it's interesting enough that it will take your mind off stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
I kind of think that perhaps like those, what are they called? Great British Bake Off or whatever it's called, and there's an Australian one as well with Maggie Beer. I reckon those are, because they're quite calming, relaxing, but you want to watch to the end to see who gets through.
Yeah.
And you probably want to watch the next one as well to see how they go next episode. Something like that would probably be a good one.
Yeah.
I can't say Bachelor because I've never watched it because I can't be bothered.
I'll chuck Making It in there. I've spoken of that a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. Positive construction. Yeah, get amongst it.
All right, Natalie, that's a whole lot of suggestions for you. Inundate. In fact, you'll be waking the baby up so that you've got a reason to watch it.
They said it couldn't be done, but I just watched them put a baby in the corner. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
Do you reckon we've got time for one more?
I reckon so. I've got one and you go your one.
All right. So this one is from Mika. She said, hi, I'm from Austin, TX.
What's going on, Mikon? Is it Mika or Mikon?
Mika.
Ah, sorry, Mika.
Mika.
I remember Mika was a pop star for about 2 months there.
Oh, hi, Mika. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Great. I'm seeing that for the rest of the night. Mika, of course, we loved everything you did when you sang. She says she loves
play
the
podcast. Play all your hit songs, Mika.
Yeah, that's right.
All of them.
Sorry.
She says, I've got a challenge for you guys.
Whoa.
Name as many movies and TV shows that you can that are set in Texas.
Whoa.
Dallas.
The real world Texas.
Oh, yes. This is a story of seven strangers.
Midnight Texas?
Midnight.
That might be in France.
What?
No, I'm thinking something else. Don't worry.
Sorry.
Texas Ranger. Is that a show?
Yep.
Yeah, Walker Texas Ranger.
God.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, and remake.
Texas.
Saturday
Night Lights. Was that Texas?
Friday Night Lights.
Friday.
I like your one more. Saturday Night Lights. It's Friday Night Lights after dark.
And I watched every episode of it too.
How could you not? That coach is so dreamy.
Yeah, and Connie Britton's hair.
Sure.
Come on.
Can you ever see
good hair.
Coach as anything else?
Nah.
I've seen Kyle in so many other things.
Bloodline didn't work for me.
Sure. I've seen him in other things. I'm always
yeah, he's coach.
Stop it.
Yeah, he's always coach. Mm. Where was City Slickers set? That could have been Texas.
That could have been Texas.
Texas.
That could also have been Nevada.
It could have been Montana.
It could have been Montana.
It probably wasn't Minnesota. Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Other Texan. Gee, I tell you what, Mika, this is a hard one.
It's a bit tricky, isn't it?
Because when you think about, when I think about stuff from the US, so much is set in New York.
Yeah,
Dallas.
Coastal.
I said Dallas. Mm. Oh, you're talking about the remake? Was there
that
a remake?
Was the most sisterly answer ever. I said Dallas.
And my answer. Oh, huh? Did you? No, I was talking about the remake.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's great then.
My friend's on that.
Stop it.
Yeah. The remake of Dallas that started last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guy I went to uni with.
Oh, my God. You're famous.
He does well. I watched a few episodes. That it's not for me. He does well on it. He plays the gay son.
Mm-hmm. Never seen it.
That's okay. I was more excited because years ago he was in he was down to the last two to be the Flash.
Oh,
on
wow.
The TV show, which would have been way too much for my mate from uni is the Flash.
Yeah.
Because if that had happened, you'd all already know. I would not stop talking about it.
Did you know that my friend's the Flash?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name's Tom. Did you know my friend's the Flash?
Have you met my friend Barry Allen?
Would you be able to ask him if he can give us a list of other TVs and shows and movies that were set in Texas? That would help us.
I don't know if I don't think they even film it there.
Oh, my God.
I think they film in LA and just pretend.
Yeah.
You know, acting.
Oh, wow. Mm. How do you do that?
Surely there was like a real Housewives of Houston or something.
Yeah.
What's the one?
I think there's one called Texas Barbecue Pit.
Yeah.
This is a cooking show.
Totally counts.
They love their barbecue shows over in the US. And I don't because I want to eat it all.
Yeah, it's hard to see too much.
Yeah, it's really quite torturous.
That's why I like Man vs. Food because every episode there's a point where that's where I bail out. That's too much for me.
Sorry, Adam, we can't take it anymore. Mika, I think that's all. I don't think we did a great job with that.
I think we failed.
We had a crack.
Yeah,
we don't know Texas well enough.
We started with shows that had Texas in the title.
Yeah.
Shows you where
I love that band Texas from Scotland.
I'm trying to remember. There's a Vincent Gallo movie. Clay Pigeons. I think that's in Texas.
Okay.
there was a lot of wanky mid-90s indie films. You know, You Were Known a Rider, Vince Vaughn, before Vince he did Lost Vince World Vaughn. And went mainstream.
Yeah, before he got into Ben Stiller-ish movies.
That's right, it was post-Swingers era.
Yeah.
Post-Swingers pre-made. Very thin window.
Yeah, that's all we can think of.
That's enough.
Sign that up, Mika. If you can tell us movies that were filmed or set in Sydney, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Throw a challenge back at you.
Maybe if you could confirm whether any of Smokey, I'm sure some of Smokey and the Bandit takes part in Texas. It's a cross country.
That
thing.
Seems like
Same with the Cannonball Run, cross country.
What about
Vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
National Lampoon's Vacation. We'll check with Chevy Chase or Beverly D'Angelo and get back to you.
Oh, Beverly D'Angelo was one of my first crushes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she,
not Audrey?
No, because Audrey doesn't get nude. Beverly D'Angelo gets
European
nude.
Yeah, European Vacation.
In Vacation.
Doesn't. Oh, yeah. Well, she does the song. The video goes...
Beverly,
she does. Beverly D'Angelo has a shower, and Chevy tries to get her on the shower in the trailer park, and that was in the first one. In the second one, Randy meets that very friendly German girl.
Yes,
I enjoyed that.
The milkmaid.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, yeah, she was really tanned, is my memory of her.
Like orange tanned.
Orange tanned, yeah. Tom, to get us out of this, would you be able to give us your question?
Sure. There's another one from a conversation that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Terry.
Mm-hmm. Go, Terry.
We're talking about good/bad deaths by monster in a film. If you were going to get taken out by a monster, what monster would it be and how would you be taken out?
Hmm. I don't know why immediately my brain went to Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, fun!
A bit of Audrey
Steve
too.
Martin, I think it was.
Yeah.
As the dentist.
I don't think it was.
Rick Moranis was the good guy.
That's what I was thinking.
He's not going to get eaten by the...
Yeah, Steve Martin's in a cool leather jacket, man.
Yeah, he was.
Stop.
And either dyed hair or a wig, but I'm pretty sure it was a wig, because that guy was already white by the time they made that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're hoping your the final words you hear are, feed me.
Tom?
It's getting stepped on by Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. It'd be quick, wouldn't it?
It'd be quick. There'd be smoosh outline. Mm. It's a good story. Mm. Odds are someone captures it on camera and then people run away screaming afterwards.
It's nice. Okay.
You know, there's so many other, like, I would love to be mauled by a werewolf, but then there's a good chance that I will then become werewolf. And I don't want to be a werewolf.
No, you don't want to be stuck with that.
It's a whole lot of hassle.
It does sound like
it's a lot of hair.
I'm not big on scheduling my time. And if I and I don't believe in all that astrology or astronomy?
Let's
discuss. One of them's real.
I don't
and
believe
one of
in stars.
Yeah, one of them's a way to take money off dumb people.
Yeah.
I don't believe in that stuff. Yeah. And I get angry when someone says that something moon is in ascension. What is it?
But what's your star sign?
I know it's
the
just
fish. Pisces.
Pisces.
That one. I was intentionally saying it wrong for comedic purposes, friends.
So good.
I'm not that
Love
much
it.
Of an idiot.
Love it.
That's why I'm concerned about werewolf. We had a lengthy discussion about werewolf concerns. It is something that's very real for me. Vampires, not bothered. You gotta let them in your house.
I don't want to be a vampire. I'm not interested.
It's a lot of work.
I gotta walk around at night. Like, I just want to be in bed asleep.
I just
want
to go to sleep. Yeah,
exactly. So monster.
But if you're a vampire, you sleep all day.
Yeah, so you're still getting your sleep.
It's enforced sleep. You gotta hop in a coffin. Have a good kip.
Yeah, surely we just want a bed.
Right? I'm sure now vampires can get away with a bed. You just gotta make sure you're really good blinds. Don't get
blackout.
They're good. They're good.
Yeah.
Tidy, how are you going out?
Look, if I'm completely honest, what would happen to me is I'd probably get swiped by like a dinosaur's tail in Jurassic Park and just get flung across the landscape. And then
they
wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't even know.
And I probably wouldn't know either because I'd be facing the other way and then be like, ah! And just be flung to another.
What sort of dinosaur are we talking? A meat eater or a vegetarian?
Probably vegetarian, I reckon.
Yeah, probably the vegetarian who didn't ever mean to.
Just a big lumbering thing. Yeah, was rushing to do.
Rushing to like.
Elsewhere.
Yeah.
Super happy. Never killed anybody.
And there she goes.
There she goes. She's over there. Mm. They were good questions. Please throw some more questions at us. TheWatchersPodcast@gmail.com. Now, just because this has been a special episode full of questions doesn't mean I haven't got a quiz for you.
Oh, snap.
This quiz is called What Did They Win For?
It is, I don't know.
Females winning Oscars, otherwise known as Best Actress, or it could be Best Supporting Actress.
If
can't remember.
I remember what she's wearing. That'll can I help. Get it?
Yeah.
Chances are I might remember a dress, but not
fine.
The name of
totally it. Fine.
Okay.
Or just guess based on movies that you know that
yeah,
she's
yeah.
been in. Number six, Audrey Hepburn.
Breakfast at Tiffany's?
No, I thought it was that too. You're right?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Hand gestures going on over there.
Is it Black and White?
Yep.
Casablanca?
It's got Gregory Peck in it.
Mm. Oh, not Mockingbird.
Funny Face.
No, that's Fred Astaire. It's set in Italy, in a particular...
A holiday.
Part of Italy.
Am I making this up?
You've got one word.
The?
Roman holiday.
Roman holiday.
Oh, that classic we've all seen, yes.
I was about to say and you interrupted me.
No, 1953. All right, number five. Frances McDormand.
Oh, Fargo.
Fargo.
And?
Oh.
Three Billboards Outside Mississippi?
Missouri.
Missouri.
Yeah, Ebbing, Missouri. So she won...
Last year 96,
I think it was, for Fargo, 95, 96. And yeah, last year, 2017, was her second one. What about Jodie Foster?
Taxi Driver?
Yeah.
Was it?
A little later. A little bit later. I could give a clue, but I feel like only Steph would get that one.
Not Bugsy Malone.
No, but that was
brilliant. That's a really good one.
Such a good movie.
Was she?
She was serious. She had dark hair in it. She would visit a bloke.
Lolita?
No, she would visit
not
a bloke.
Contact.
And he
panic
was
room.
He was not of sound mind.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, Silence of the Lambs. She won the Oscar for that one. That's really good.
I couldn't remember.
I enjoyed your fava beans.
That was good, tidy. Reese Witherspoon.
She
put her hand up. I just needed to tell you she put her hand up for that.
Brokeback Mountain?
No.
Not Brokeback Mountain.
No. The Johnny Cash movie, Walk the Line, something like that.
Bonus point for what year?
2002?
Oh, you're close.
Three.
No.
It's five.
Five?
Yeah. Five with Joaquin.
Did he win it too?
I don't think so, no.
I think it was just her.
She had brown hair too. Blonde who went brown.
She did too. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's how the blondes get it.
Mm.
What about Liza Minnelli? Clue, the only thing you ever have heard her in, no one in this room has seen it.
Cleopatra?
No. It was a music.
Cabaret?
Cabaret in 1972. I had to mix it up. I couldn't just have recent.
Sure.
Yeah.
Having said that, number one is Brie Larson.
Room in 2016.
Oh, you're close. 15. 14.
Oh, really?
Is that yes, that long ago. That's surprising.
I'm glad she got out.
Jodie Foster's still in
she's
there,
still
though.
She's still in the panic room. She doesn't know the code.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Well done.
Thanks.
Good work.
Kind of disappointed about the Audrey one, because I remember Roman Holiday. Didn't know she won the Oscar for it. I would have said Breakfast at Tiffany's any day, but, well, we can't go back in time. Or can we?
Only by an hour.
Damn, that's
all right,
not
well,
enough.
We know the answers now, so we're good.
Yeah, that's right. Steph, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having.
And Tom?
I'm a scat man.
Oh, is that really famous Mika song?
No, it's Scatman.